Today's episode of the Be Our Guest podcast brought to you by TouringPlans.com. Let me give you three reasons why you need a TouringPlans.com subscription. First of all, there are over 140 premium touring plans on the site. Touring plans that'll help you see a whole park in a day, maybe break that park into 2 days. Plans for families with young children, families with older children, families that don't have children. There's plans for all types of vacationers, so check out those great touring plans. Second, you're going to have access to Lines, which is the mobile application, which will give you up-to-the-minute wait times for all Walt Disney World attractions. And finally, you're going to have access to the 365-day crowd calendar, which is going to get you in the right park on the right day. Please support the folks who support us. We have great friends over at TouringPlans.com, and you are going to love your subscription. So check them out over at www.touringplans.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 277 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Monday to you. We hope that you have a great week and that you're successful in whatever you tackle this week. So hopefully you're taking on a big task at work, and we're going to help you get this week started the right way. Joining me from a Disney World After All.com, we have Ricky. What's up, Ricky?
I'm just glad I don't have a big task to tackle, because that would be bad. So, nothing, just excited to start a new week. So, yay!
That's right, you know, and who knows what task we'll have this week, but, you know, I really have learned, honestly, from Lou Mangiello that you just have to keep moving forward and have a positive attitude, and really, honestly, you can tackle anything. So I think that's the best thing that Lou puts out there for us.
That's true. You can tackle anything as long as you keep moving forward. Yes,
that's right. And also joining us, we have your friend and mine from the Sunshine State, and we're all jealous. We have Debbie. What's up, Debbie?
Oh, don't be jealous. We let y'all come and visit.
I know, that's the thing, is like, you let us come and then you kick us out and say, you know, see you again in 8 months.
Hey, when you try to stuff 500 people in a treehouse, you know, we do have our boundaries here.
That's true. They're like, don't let those felons back in the state for a little while.
I said it. Yep.
Very nice. And also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. How's it going, Pam?
I am happy to be here on a Monday. Like it. Ready to move forward with this week. Good things are going to happen.
That's right. And today, we're going to talk about food. So what's the best way to start a Monday? Let's talk about a great Walt Disney World restaurant. So I love
favorite
it, you know.
Topic.
You know, it puts a smile on every face. Everybody loves Walt Disney World restaurants. So we're going to kind of step into our restaurant series that we're tackling. And today, I'm not going to hide it, we are reviewing my absolute favorite restaurant at Walt Disney World. And that, if you know, if you've been following the podcast, that is Kona Cafe at Disney's Polynesian Resort. So I know that we have the menus pulled up, and we're going to talk about all the things we can get there, but let's start off with the atmosphere of this restaurant. You know, everybody knows that I love the Polynesian. I think it's got the best atmosphere. It's got the best theme. It's just, I just love everything about the Polynesian, and I think that the Kona Cafe takes this theme perfectly, because it's not a stuffy restaurant. It's very relaxed, but it's got great food, and it's right there out in the open. It's very open. You can watch the monorail go by. You can see the atrium area in the Polynesian with all the big plants and the water running, and I just think it's great.
You can see Jack Sparrow yelling.
Let's share that with our listeners, because they obviously weren't with us at that meal where we celebrated the treehouse meet. We were excited that everybody fit, and we were more excited that the Reedy Creek Fire Department didn't come shut us down. So we were having a nice meal at Kona that night, and I'll tell you, this was actually my first ever taste of Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party atmosphere. So we're walking into the Polynesian there, and this is my first time seeing guests dressed up. And I mean, there were great costumes, you know, waiting to get into Kona, and then I guess these people were heading over to the party. And so we had a great Jack Sparrow sitting at one of the tables next to us with probably about, what, like maybe 12 or 15 other adults. And they were in great costumes as well. There was an Alice, and there was a Mad Hatter. There was a Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz. I mean, these costumes were top rate. They looked awesome. Well, apparently Jack Sparrow had been sipping on the rum a little bit before he came into Kona because we're all just hanging out. And it's a casual atmosphere in this restaurant, and it's laid back and everything. But all of a sudden, two tables over, Jack Sparrow is standing on his table yelling Tortuga to the whole restaurant. And everybody's like, what are we, like, in an attraction? What's going on? So everybody, got caught off guard, So of course, we have to yell back at him and encourage the guy because, that's what we do. So he sits back down because, of course, his wife, I guess, was with him. She was horrified. She dragged him down. And then, it was 10 or 15 minutes later, boom. He's back up on the table. Tortuga! So, yeah, I mean, this guy, he was taking it all the way. Atmosphere, he was playing his character. He was awesome. I mean, maybe it was Johnny Depp or Jack Sparrow. I don't know. Who knows? But it definitely made the atmosphere, at least for that night, a lot more fun. So, Ricky, your thoughts on atmosphere when Jack Sparrow is not present?
Oh, man, you're going to make it tough on me. Okay, so the atmosphere... To me, it's very Polynesian. I mean, it's got some reds and browns, and it's very my kind of place because I love the red and brown colors. It's got the amazingly fun fans that are those big kind of they're really hard to explain unless you're looking at them. Fans that have the big blades to them. They kind of feel like you're on an island kind of thing going on. It's kind of darker in there, like the woods and everything. So it's got a very, I love the feel of this place. It's just, it's such an awesome place, and I love the feel. It's so great.
It reminds me of like an open air restaurant, even though you're inside, because like you say, you have the slowly moving ceiling fans and they look like they're something that would be outside. You're open to where you can see all the activity, passing by, in the Polynesian, everything's happening there. You can see the monorail, you can see the sushi bar, you can see everything. So it almost has the feel of an open air restaurant, but you're inside. And also the wait staff, any waiter that I've ever had here is just very laid back. They're very casual, which I appreciate because I'm more of a person who enjoys that. So now, Debbie, you've never been to this restaurant and, you've gone other places. So, what's kind of keeping you away from Kona?
Actually, it's not that I don't want to go because I do. It's just that it's like one more restaurant I'm trying to get to. I love the Polynesian, so I'm actually surprised. I surprised myself that I haven't gone here yet, Mike. But I love the atmosphere of just the whole Polynesian as it is. You walk in, you just feel like you're on this tropical island. You don't have the big bright lights staring at you. You feel like you're more in a more peaceful setting. But what I love about the Kona is mainly the food. I've looked at the menus, and beside the ambiance, I think the food, just everything, I would want one of everything. I think that's one of the problems. I'd want to order one of everything.
that is an issue because I think it's all good, but I pick my one thing and stick with it. That's just kind of the person I am. My wife, ribs me about that all the time, that I'll fixate. Once I find a favorite dish, man, I will not deviate from that dish because that's why I am here. So I totally hear you there. So now, Pam, what do you think about, atmosphere and all that stuff before we get into the actual food?
Like you guys, I love the openness of it. I love that you can hear the waterfall from the Polynesian lobby and that you can look up at the roof of the Polynesian and the sun shines through and you can see the people queuing up. This is actually one of my favorite things about Kona. You can see the people queuing up to do Ohana that night and you're looking at them knowing they're going to be standing there for like 20, 30 minutes while, because how busy Ohana is and they're there and their kids are running around and they look a little stressed and you're sitting there at Kona and you're enjoying a nice meal. So, I mean, I think at times Kona is one of the hidden gems because at times it's not so busy. And so it just lends itself to really appreciating the ability that you can kind of go there and sit down and relax.
That's what I was going to say, because I know that I never really thought of Kona, because I think when you first hear of Kona, mostly what you hear in the Disney community is the cone of breakfast. You know, you have the Tonga toast and the coffee and all that stuff that's very, very popular. But I was working with a client really early on, and we were working really hard at a really busy time of the year trying to get an Ohana reservation, and we just couldn't get it. And this client to me, you know, just said, hey, well, let's try Kona. You know, and I was like, okay, let's try that. And we got an ADR, boom, at the perfect time, no problem. And, you know, so I started to investigate, okay, well, you know, why would this person say, you know, let's skip Ohana because it's too busy and go over to Kona. But when I started to look at the menus for dinner, I was like, wow, this place really has a lot to offer. And I think that maybe that is common in the Disney community, maybe not. But, I mean, I don't know. What do you think, Pam? Do you think people associate Kona with breakfast like I did for so long?
Yeah, I think a lot of people do. I think they don't realize what a value it can be, especially for people who are using, you know, the Disney Dining Plan and have those table service credits. Because I think that Kona is one of the places where you can really maximize your credits if you choose the right items. And it's also one of those table service restaurants that has really good desserts. And I think that sometimes restaurants do and sometimes they don't, but this is one that I think the desserts are worth going for. They're that good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, because they're on display as you enter the restaurant. I mean, it's so good that, you know, your server greets you at the little stand and, you know, they welcome you to Kona. And before you sit down, they kind of take you by the little dessert bar, you know, so you can, you know, save room for this, because you're right. I mean, the presentation
torture,
of the desserts.
Torture is the word.
That's exactly it. And you know, the thing, too, is that it's the presentation, too. You know, it's not like it's two scoops of ice cream. It's going to be ice cream that's got, you know, glitter under the cone, and it's got a, you know, a whole thing of cotton candy sticking out of the cone.
I mean, is it glitter?
It's just nut. Or, you know, that stuff you put, sprinkles, whatever you put on top of
pixie dust.
There you go. Very good. But it, I mean, it just looks really cool. So that is absolutely something that you want to check out, to the desserts. But let's get into the food. And now, Pam, I've never eaten breakfast here, and I don't think you have either, Ricky. Have you?
No, actually, I haven't. Remember, I don't get up early unless there's, you know, some sort of race going on, apparently. So,
yeah, that was your one time every 10 years that you're up before noon.
Exactly.
So, and
exactly.
We appreciate that. So,
but I hear they're famous for their Tonga toast.
That's right. And so, Pam, I'm sure you've had breakfast at Kona. So what are your, you know, best deals at breakfast for Kona?
So, of course, you know, everyone does hear about the Tonga toast. And if you don't know what that is, it's banana stuffed sourdough French toast, and it's served, you know, I don't want to say deep fried because I hate those words, but I'm going to say they cook it in some kind of way. I don't know how. And then it comes out and they roll it in cinnamon sugar. And it's really, really good. It's a little heavy.
Yummy.
It's very good.
Thick.
But they also have some other really good items. And we have tried the macadamia pineapple pancakes. And those are so good. You know that macadamia nut butter, if you've been to Kona at dinner, they serve this wonderful macadamia nut butter with the bread that they bring to your table.
I think that, well, I could have licked it, or Hannah could have been the one we went for dinner.
I think there was a fight to lick it. But they serve that with pancakes, and also there's a pineapple sauce served with it, and those are really good too. I know that Steve has gotten the Big Kahuna, which is kind of like one of those famous Disney mixes of a bunch of different stuff. It has French toast and pancakes with the pineapple and the macadamia nut, and has eggs and some kind of potato.
Steak too, doesn't it?
They do have something with steak. I want to say, though, it's like steak in like an egg thing or something like that. They have a lot of things to choose from. They have more traditional things like an omelet, and then just French toast or pancakes. And they have blueberry pancakes. And I always thought this was kind of interesting because it was unique, but I've never gotten it. It's the Samoan. It's poached eggs with hollandaise sauce served over smoked pulled pork hash. Was, you know, for someone who's a little more adventurous or is looking for something unique, I think that would be awesome. But one of the things I want to also mention about Kona is that they have fantastic coffee. And for those of us who are coffee drinkers, I mean, I really limit myself to like a cup and a half in the morning. but I like to have it every morning. And at Disney World, that's a challenge because their coffee, frankly, is horrible in most places. I won't say horrible, but it's really bad, I guess I will say. I still end up having to get it sometimes because coffee is coffee, and if you need it, you need it. But Kona is one of the few places that has absolutely wonderful coffee. They have both press pot coffee, which if you're looking for something really good, I recommend, or they also have their standard coffee. So it's really good. And another drink I want to recommend too is their Lilikoi juice, which is their own kind of blend of orange, passion fruit, and guava juice. And I really like this too because it's not as sweet as sometimes juices are. It has a little bit of tartness in it, and I really like that too. So have I sold you? Do you want to go?
You're making me ready for breakfast, I can tell you that. So
I've gained weight listening. Yes,
okay.
Thank you.
No kidding.
Wait, I have a burning question though. Now, if you really want a hot cup of Nescafe, can you get that at Kona?
You cannot. You don't have to get the press pot because that is more, but they do have just regular Kona coffee too. But even what they serve is better than the Nescafe. I'm just going to say that.
So. You know, and who doesn't want to start their day eating a breakfast called the Big Kahuna? You know, I mean, seriously.
Yes,
I mean, exactly. You know, you start your day off, you're the Big Kahuna. I mean, it's going to be a great day. I mean, that's just.
I thought you were going to say it. Who doesn't want to start their day with a big cup of Nescafe?
Well, either way. The big
Kahuna Nescafe.
I think
it's cool that they actually let you take home a bag. Of course, you got to pay for it, but you can actually buy the beans rather whole or ground. I think that's kind of cool too.
It is, and I think that like in the coffee world, the Kona coffee is a great coffee, and we've really been pleased with this coffee every time we've had it. So yum!
Awesome. I wish I was a coffee drinker. You know, then I'd have to check it out, but.
Yes, I'm not. I'm a hot cocoa girl.
It sounds really good. I have to say, as a coffee drinker, it sounds amazing. So.
I mean, I don't drink coffee, and you're almost selling me on it. You know, I'm ready to head down. So, that's a pretty good sales pitch right there. So let's move on to dinner. And Ricky, do you have the menus pulled up, or you having issues
I
with
sure
the internet?
Do.
Okay, cool. So, tell us, like, some of the choices for dinner, and we'll kind of go around and pull out some of our favorites.
Deliciousness is what they have for dinner.
Yes.
So they have a couple of options for you. The first thing, and I noticed this when we were down there, and it's kind of funny. I kept going back and forth between this and getting the steak because, I was just trying to be frugal. And so I actually called Brian and had him help me decide what I should eat for dinner, which everyone else was laughing at me. But my option was this, and then they have this at Le Cellier too, where you can, they have certain items that are available that you can choose from, and you can pay one price, which at Kona, it's $29.99, and you get three, you can choose from an appetizer, entree, and dessert from each category. So for the appetizers for this, you get the choice of the Kona salad, the cucumber sushi roll, the shrimp and coconut curry soup, or the potstickers. Then you also can choose an entree item, which the choices for that are coconut almond chicken, chicken pan Asian noodles, or shrimp pan Asian noodles, and miso glazed mahi-mahi, which was the thing that I was trying to decide between. And then the desserts you can choose from are the, I can never say it, Kilauea, thank you, I need a pan. the coconut cream Kiki tart. I like my Kahlua tart better, but that's not the same thing. Or the white chocolate cheesecake. So those are your options if you want what is called the chef's experience, which is the items that the chefs have chosen. Now, each one of those items is available under the regular menu as well. They also have, for appetizers, they have a sushi platter for two, which if you like sushi, they're making it right over at the sushi bar. So that's a pretty good option right there. Lump crab cakes, sticky wings, and a chicken noodle soup, which I think is kind of a funny thing to have at this restaurant, but whatever. Then for entrees, they also have a pomegranate barbecued pork chop, tuna Oscar, shrimp and scallops, a ginger crusted ribeye, of course, dun, dun, the world-famous teriyaki-style New York strip, which is amazing. Just throwing that in there right now. And then for desserts, they have right now this the white chocolate cheese is the sweet ending to your celebration, you know, because there's always got to be a celebration dessert. Coconut cream Kiki tart. I don't know if I said that before. The banana chocolate creme brulee, which sounds amazing as well. The chocolate fondue. Yeah. The no sugar added apple stecker, and then the Kona cone, which they are also famous for. So that is their entire menu, and it all sounds amazing.
In the prices, you know, we're not going to give the prices everything, but the prices I would say are moderate. You know, it's not going to be something that's cheap, but it's definitely not one of your more expensive options at Walt Disney World. There's a lot of places you can pay a lot more for a steak and stuff like that, but I'd say it's fair. Every time I've left, I've gotten my money's worth. Let's just put it that way. You know, it's not cheap, but I always feel like it was totally worth it. Just mentioning a couple things from the menu. One time, Paige ordered the sticky wings. Is that the chicken wings? Is that
Yes.
I mean, you should have seen the plate of wings come out. You could have served. I mean, we could have like fed the treehouse with the order.
Well,
that
it
came
is
out.
For two.
Yeah.
It was. Just makes sense.
I mean, it must have been 50 wings that came out. You should have seen her face because she was on
We
were on the dining plan and she didn't want any entree. So they said, well, you can get an appetizer for your entree. And so she ordered these sticky wings and oh my gosh, like I am not kidding. Like probably not 50, but I bet you 30 wings came out. It was ridiculous.
Oh my gosh.
So, but they were good. I had some. And of course the teriyaki steak is just unbelievable. It's my favorite dish. So I don't want to go on and on about that, but it's really, really good. So Pam, what are some of your favorites on the menu?
Well, I will tell you that, first of all, both Steve and I like sushi. And frequently, not only can you order the sushi platter for two, but they will bring over the sushi menu from the sushi bar and you can order that too. So frequently, we'll order a big platter of sushi and split that, and then we'll split an entree. So, and we found their sushi to be good. They make some unique things. They don't have an extensive menu by any, you know, stretch of the imagination, but it always has been good. But some of the entrees that we typically order, I love the tuna Oscar, and I will say that I like tuna first off. I mean, go to the fish and cut off a piece. That sounds kind of gross, right? Sorry. I like tuna that's nearly raw, like barely seared. And that's how this is. I'm sure you could have it prepared some other way, but you should not, because that's not how you're supposed to eat tuna. So yes, I'm actually telling you how you can order a thing.
So I eat mine out of the bumblebee can in fresh spring water, but anyway.
Man.
But anyway, so this is really good, and actually this went away for a while after the typhoon that had gone on, because tuna was in short demand and they couldn't get the quality that they really wanted. But it's back, yay. And it's served over fried green tomatoes, which are fantastic, and you know, the hollandaise sauce. Anyways, if you like tuna, I think that you'll like this. The tuna that I get there is usually pretty good. Steve likes the New York strip like you do, Mike, and he is very similar in what you do too, because once he has something that he really likes, he very rarely strays from
it. Yes, but I believe he gets it the correct way it should be prepared, which is medium rare, whereas Mike kills it by getting it like extra well or something like
medium
that.
Medium well.
But then we've also had, I've had the shrimp and scallops, which I thought were very good.
That's what I want.
The panko breaded shrimp is great. And that kind of the sticky rice that they serve with it and the orange guava sauce that's on it was yum. I think that Steve has also got the pomegranate barbecued pork chop, because that sounds like it's up his alley, and I remember him really liking it. I actually had the coconut almond chicken one time and liked it, although I don't like to choose chicken very often because I think it's kind of a cop-out sometimes. I think that there are typically more interesting things. I thought that this one was really good, and I know that we've had the Mai Mai before. I guess we've had everything here. I think we really like Kona.
You think?
We end up going here almost every time. And it's either because of lack of planning or because that's what we all really want. And, you know, Hannah frequently will just order an appetizer. She loves the pot stickers.
Yes, she does.
It's not a huge, you know, serving of them, but it's enough for her. She doesn't eat very much. And I know that I've gotten the Kona salad before too, which is really good. It's a salad and it depends on the time of the year, but it features a fresh fruit and blue cheese and some almonds. And I really enjoy that salad too. So, I mean, just so many good things to choose from. We haven't even talked about what we'd pick for dessert. So, yum.
Yeah, and you know, in the desserts, because we're going to go through this a little quickly, but mine is, you know, again, I'm locked in. I guess you could say, Pam, that Steve and I are loyal. You know, we're loyal to our favorites. We don't want to stray, so that's a good thing. I do like the, what's that? It's called the tort or something, isn't it, Ricky? What's it called?
Kilauea. You just want me to say Kilauea again.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Set me up.
I'm trying to help her out.
But yeah, it's basically just like a kind of like a little chocolate cake that has melted chocolate on the inside. I mean, oh, it is. I mean, you've already had, picture this, you know, you've had, you know, you've picked at somebody's appetizer because, you know, Paige had 50 wings or whatever. So you've had wings. You've had this awesome steak. I mean, the best steak you can have with rice under it, you know, perfect rice. And there's something else, like some vegetables. You know,
they're okay.
Yeah, but I probably skipped those because I wasn't at 50s.
Me too.
You know, if I'm not at 50s, I don't touch the stuff. So, you know, they're not going to call me out at Kona. So that's a good thing. So then, you know, you're just stuffed. But, oh, I mean, that lava tort just melts in your mouth. And it's the perfect ending, really, to your meal there. So, Ricky, I know you got the same thing, I think, that night. But is that something you always
did? It is what I get. But I have to tell you that banana chocolate creme brulee, that's sounding pretty darn good right now. So,
that is what I want. Yes, ma'am.
I'm a creme brulee kind of girl. Like, I usually always get creme brulee wherever I am if it's on the menu. And I'm thinking next time I might just have to try that.
Sounds good to me. And Debbie, we're going to take you to Kona so we can, you've sat in through all this great food talk today. So, you know, what really got your interest, and we'll take you there next time we're all down there.
Oh, honey, you better pull out the Be Our Guest podcast credit card
because
I'm getting the lump crab cakes, I'm getting the shrimp and scallops, and I'm going to have the banana chocolate creme brulee. So,
now, hold up now. I'm not
Lynn. Say up your limit, Mike.
You know, I'm not Lynn Testa here. You know, it's Mexico. Come on now. You know, we're on a smaller budget than Lynn. Just kidding. We appreciate
okay,
Lynn.
Let the creme brulee with Ricky. There but you that's go. It.
I'll okay, that works.
Perfect.
Hey, wait, I'm not sharing my creme brulee.
So let's go around and maybe give a tip. I have a couple of tips for Kona that this one is easier to get an ADR than Ohana. So if you really want to get to the Polynesian, which I encourage everybody to do every trip, this is one that actually, you know, you can get a walk up or even better. You know, if you think you're going to be around the Magic Kingdom area that night, just call that morning. You know, while you're there, just call on your cell phone. Just call the 407-WDW-DINE. See what's available. And like Pam always says, you know, if you can't get the perfect time, just get an ADR and you can always show up early and they're going to try to seat you as soon as they can. And, you know, this restaurant just works out really well for, you know, if you're park hopping that day, if you're going to spend, you know, maybe just the evening at the Magic Kingdom or even at Epcot, because you're right there at the TTC. You can walk over there, hop a monorail to Epcot. I just think this is a great way to get out of the parks, have a really, really great meal, and then go on with your night. I think it's perfect for that. So, Pam, maybe a tip you would have for Kona.
My tip for Kona is that it's open for lunch, and not all table service restaurants are. And since this is so close to the Magic Kingdom, it is the perfect place to get out of the parks if they're getting crazy or hot, or you just want a break. Take the monorail over, stop there for lunch, spend a little time enjoying the Polynesian, and then you're still within a monorail ride away from the Magic Kingdom.
Absolutely. And Ricky, do you have any tips for folks considering Kona?
I think you guys have pretty much covered them. Just like Pam said, you know, you can get the sushi here, which I know Brian has done as well. So, you know, definitely, you know, eat here because it's such good food and it's so worth the money. So that's my best recommendation right there. Eat here.
You know, I agree. I mean, it's like we said, it's not the cheapest place. It's definitely not the most expensive. It's right in the middle. But I've never left, whether I was paying out of pocket like we were when we were down there for the food and wine weekend or when I've been on the dining plan, it's just worth it. You know, it's something that I know I'm going to get a good meal, a great meal. And it's a great atmosphere. It's in a beautiful resort. So it's really just a win-win. So check out Kona Cafe on your next trip. And then if you do, let us know about it over at BeOurGuestPodcast.com, because really your experiences, your reviews are going to truly help those who are planning trips in the future. And we've learned so much from you by submitting your tips, your ideas, your reviews. So keep it coming over at www.beourguestpodcast.com. join the forums. If you're already a member, keep posting. We love to talk Disney all day, every day. And you know we love to talk about food. So if somebody has a picture of Kona, even better. It's a there's nothing better than a picture of a good Disney restaurant on a Monday. Honestly, that's how you start your week. So please check us out over at the forums. And don't forget that today's episode was brought to you by touringplans.com. So here's how touringplans.com and Kona can tie in together. If you're on a touringplans.com touring plan while you're going through the Magic Kingdom, you'll have all the attractions done by like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You can kick back, go to Kona, have a good steak, and then go back in the evening to see the parade and the fireworks. Everybody else is waiting in line. You're already have done everything, and you're going to have a good meal at Kona. So, see, I had to tie it all in there. So, right. I did that. Nice.
I like it.
Very good. So, check out our friends over at www.touringplans.com. And let me say that Len does do the best meetups as well. So, side benefit to touringplans.com. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at twitter.com/beourguestmike and on Facebook at facebook.com/beourguestmike. And we'd sure appreciate your follows this week. We love being in contact with our listeners, and that's a great way to do it. Don't forget that you can subscribe to the show in iTunes. Just in the iTunes Music Store, type in Be Our Guest and then hit the subscribe button. That'll pop up, and you'll never miss a future episode. We'll be right there on your computer the next time you sync up. Also, don't forget about MagicalMouseRadio.com, where you can get your Disney fix 24/7, where we play great Walt Disney World in-park audio and music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Thanks a lot for starting your week with us here on the podcast. We truly appreciate you downloading the show. Please do spread the word wherever you go in the Disney community, because we love our new listeners, and as always, we appreciate our Be Our Guest podcast family. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike. Have a great week. Work hard, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.
Because we love our new listeners as well as our loyal listeners. I was going to say old. Let's try this again. I'm screwing up. Here we go. Okay, here we go. Okay, so I can represent the dot.